This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. The toll-free number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, it is Ian here.
And Conan.
And Daryl.
Conan joining us first time since, not the first time being on the air on Free Talk Live. You did some fill-in work when Mark and I think went to the Texas Bitcoin conference, and I listened to some of it and sounded like you had a good time.
Yeah, it was one of the B-teamers.
So figured to have you back in. Conan, you are one of the hosts, the creator of Black Sheep Rising.
Right. If anyone wants to see that, it's a weekly vodcast. We focus on a lot of the Keene activity. In fact, a lot of the guests, panelists, are activists here in Keene. We meet together every Sunday. We talk about what's going on. When we run out of that, you know, which is hard to do because there's always something going on here. We'll just talk about whatever. And we have a lot of fun. It's
a TV show originally. There's an audio version of it for podcasting, mm-hmm. But you guys produce it originally as a television program.
It is also not safe for work.
Yes. It is an after-hours, late-night variety show, not good for the kids.
I don't think variety show would be the correct term.
Yeah, I mean,
because variety show is sort of like one of those things to where, here's this act. All right, good job. You had your 3 minutes, and now here's a guy that's going to juggle while talking with a puppet.
Well, when you're on, mm-hmm. the show is the way that you remember it, but whenever, like last night, we had the Robin Hooders on, and we had the hookah out, and we were taking the Maggie Hassan shots, the new vodka that she's selling. So we had a good old time.
For our listeners who don't know, Maggie Hassan or Hassan or whatever her name is, she's the governor of New Hampshire, and the state of New Hampshire sells alcohol, and they actually released their own vodka mm-hmm. in a state of New Hampshire.
It's actually not
bottle.
A government made vodka. They contracted with someone to have a special bottle.
If the government made it, they'd probably be having people going blind because they'd screw it up.
Yeah, I think it's made in Alabama, actually. I think that's the label we saw on the back.
I don't know of any places in Alabama that make vodka.
But it's a revenue maker. They wanted to save the flags. And I don't know who's buying this $30 bottle of alcohol. The bottle, you know, it's just horrible.
It's ugly.
Yeah, it looks like a pile of doo-doo.
Did you play Garrett's advertisement that he made for it?
No.
Have you seen it?
Many weeks ago, yes.
Yeah, okay.
But
so,
that never came up.
Garrett,
the one that at least one news outlet reported as a actual advertisement put out by the New Hampshire governor.
It's a very fun 30-second clip. I'd definitely recommend shooting over to his site. And, fun to go.
His site's freeconquer.org. You can also find it at freekeen.com. Every time I watch that, it makes me laugh out loud, even if I'm alone. You know how sometimes it's harder to laugh out loud when you're alone? That's the indicator to me that something's really funny.
Right.
Yeah, because you don't need anyone else there to laugh at it. I thought it was great. It's so cheesy. It's so obviously fake, too, that anybody would think that was a legitimate commercial. It's pretty ridiculous. So you were saying the vodka, et cetera.
Yeah, this was not a Daryl show. We were trying to do everything that Daryl would pull his hair out.
Mm-hmm. So, therefore, your dog was on the show.
Dog was jumping from lap to lap, tail wagging, you know, making all kinds of noise. Yeah.
Daryl hates your dog.
Yes, he does, with the passion.
I like dogs that are really calm.
Yeah.
Which is not my dog.
Which is not his dog. His dog is like a race dog on speed.
Yes, and he's neutered. So to think what he might have been, if he had retained the male chemicals,
the passion and the thrive.
So yeah, we had a blast last night, and I can't wait till I get that up. I usually get it up and running because Wednesday it'll play on Chester TV, and then
so if you're in Keene, New Hampshire, you get to see it first on television.
Yes, Channel 8, 10 o'clock on Wednesday,
and then later on, maybe like by the weekend, by Sunday, it's usually up on the internet.
Yes,
on freekeene.com. So blacksheeprising.org is the website. All right, so our toll free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I'm glad to be back in the Shire after having been gone for a few days down to Sarasota, Florida, which is where I'm originally from. You know, it's always nice to go and see some old friends and my old dog, but yeah, and I got to take the scat bus. Yes, that's right. They actually named their bus
the Sarasota County Area Transit.
That's right.
I saw the sign, and I bust out laughing because it was just so funny.
Maybe I should share that to the Free Talk Live Facebook page tonight.
Oh, you so definitely
people,
should.
People can see that. It's real. They really did name the bus system that, and it's been that way ever since I've been
here. It looks like it needs to be part of one of those, can you believe this sign actually exists somewhere,
yeah.
You know, lists.
And it's funny, you know, it's not a terrible bus system, but it is kind of funny. Somebody posted a comment on mine, like, you know, that basically describes every bus system that they've ever taken. So, so anyway, that's where I was. Back now, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, of course, that's on your mind. We've got some drug-related stories here to start things out tonight. And then a really disturbing-sounding reality television show. You know, don't really do a whole lot of pop culture news on Free Talk Live, but this one's pretty bizarre. We'll share that with you coming up here in a little bit. On the way, Conan will be telling us about North Korea and methamphetamine. Or was that you, Daryl?
That
was you, Daryl. You've got that story. Conan's got something about marijuana.
Yes,
according to one prosecutor,
dogs, it's for the dogs.
Yeah, well, the prohibition of marijuana is for the dogs.
Yes.
And I also have some pot-related news out of Colorado. Well, let's start with yours, Conan, if you happen to have it handy.
Yeah, I'm actually on my smartphone because someone broke my laptop. But, hey.
Is yours out of Colorado, this story?
This is from Huffington Post, and it's Washington. So.
Okay.
But the article is the DEA chief, please. Think of the dogs.
Oh, this isn't just some prosecutor.
Before you legalize pot. Yeah.
Is this Michelle Leonhart?
This is Michelle Leonhart.
Interesting.
Is that your person as well?
That's the DEA chief. I just wanted to make sure that's who it was, and yeah.
Michelle Leonhart, the head of the Drug Enforcement Administration, has a message for those considering legalizing marijuana. Please think of Fido. Testifying on the DEA budget during a House Appropriations Subcommittee hearing on Wednesday, Leonhart said she expected a number of things to happen after Washington and Colorado were allowed to go forward with the legalization of marijuana last year. What she didn't anticipate was the impact on man's best friend. There was just an article last week, and it was on pets. It was about the unanticipated or unexpected consequences of this and how veterinarians now are seeing dogs come in, their pets come in, and being treated because they've been exposed to marijuana, Leonhart said.
Dun.
Yeah, dogs also go to the vet if they chew on bubble gum or eat your dental floss out of the garbage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, one of our friends here in the community, Joe, had to take his dog in just recently because it ate one of his tube socks.
Oh, yeah, and then he brought the tube sock to show people, this is the sock that my dog ate.
So, wait, he passed the tube sock, or how the hell did they get that thing back?
I believe they had to do a surgery to remove the tube sock from the intestinal system.
I hope he washed it after that.
Yes.
They said that he washed it, but
it was washed.
Yeah, we had it on the show, and it was quite unappealing.
Yeah, I don't know if a tube sock would be that important to me that I would want to keep it around after that.
No, I think he's only keeping it just to show people like, this is what my dog ate.
Was it discolored or anything like that?
Yeah,
it was definitely discolored.
Yeah.
Wow. It was brown.
Okay.
It was a white tube sock when the dog ate it. But when
not
it
anymore.
Was removed, it was brown.
Stomach acid can do some damage, I suppose.
Mm-hmm. So Leonhard said that it's all about the edibles. Again, it goes back to the edibles.
That's
it goes
right.
back to the products that are in the household.
This must be stopped.
That are now made from marijuana, and it is impacting pets, Leonhard continued. We made a list of the outcomes we thought that might happen in these two states. We never thought of putting pets down. Leonhard was
ridiculous.
She was referencing a story in USA Today, which noted that the effects of the marijuana could make it more difficult for a dog to breathe or vomit up a product that could kill them like butter.
This is the most desperate thing I've heard so far about, you know, the fear-mongering surrounding marijuana decriminalization or legalization in these cases.
Yeah, they're reaching.
Oh, yeah, they are. In fact, I've got a personal story that might tie into this about animals and cannabis. 855-453. We'll continue here in a moment. You can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
Everybody wants to know, what can you buy with bitcoins? Isn't there like a Bitcoin general store or something? Well, yes, now there is, and it's at BitcoinGeneralStore.com. BitBrew and the Bees Brothers have teamed up to create a place where U.S. customers in the lower 48 can shop for, well, anything, with free shipping. What can you find at BitcoinGeneralStore.com? Bitcoin apparel, stickers, gifts, precious metals, physical bitcoins, coffee and honey, of course, and electronics and computer accessories. The folks at Bitcoin General Store are true Bitcoin believers who don't even use third-party payment processors. They get their inventory direct with Bitcoin and pass on the savings to you. Shop at BitcoinGeneralStore.com with confidence that you are supporting a real Bitcoin economy. You've got to see what they have to offer. Visit BitcoinGeneralStore.com today. That's BitcoinGeneralStore.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to take control of the airwaves toll-free. Lots of fear-mongering going on out there about edibles. In fact, that's what is the basis of the story that I have in relation to cannabis legalization tonight. Fear-mongering story number one, however, Conan is sharing with us about your dogs. They're trying to say that the reason we shouldn't have legal cannabis is not for protecting the humans now. Well, of course, I'm sure they'll still say that. But it's really about the dogs. These are the these are the things that are the most defenseless. Mm-hmm. Our doggies cannot possibly make decisions for themselves.
And all this really is basically a public service announcement of make sure you put the stuff somewhere your dog won't get it.
Yeah,
well, that's just being responsible.
Well, unless you just want to spend a bunch of money on getting your dog high, then you definitely should lock up your edibles. I mean, that makes sense. In fact, I've got a personal story that'll tie into this discussion here in a moment. Also, want to make sure you know about CashIntoCoins.com. That is the place if you're ready to get into Bitcoin. I hooked my parents up this weekend with a Bitcoin wallet from Blockchain.info, and I gave them some Bitcoin. But if you want to go and start on your own, you don't have someone who's going to just give you some Bitcoin, you have to acquire the Bitcoin. So you get the Bitcoin wallet first from blockchain.info, and then, or however you want to do it. That's a good one, though. And then you can go to cashintocoins.com and hook yourself up with Bitcoins by sending in a money order, a check, or a wire transfer to Cash Into Coins, and they will send you back Bitcoin into your wallet. It is simple, it works, it's easy, it's safe, fast, legal, and inexpensive, and customer service is their top priority. Daryl, you and I have both used Cash Into Coins.
Yes.
I will absolutely use Cash Into Coins again in the future. And by the way, if you just want to step your foot in the water, your toe in the water a little bit with Bitcoin, try getting less than $40 worth from cashintocoins.com. You'll find there's no fee. You know, normally when you transfer money into another form of money, there's a fee involved, some sort of fee. And there would be if you spent more than $40 at cashintocoins.com. But just to encourage people to try out Bitcoin, they're doing less than $40, no fee to change cash into coins at cashintocoins.com. So, again, our toll-free number here tonight. Do you have a story that you can share in relation to animals and cannabis? Because there are plenty of – I know a lot of cannabis – smokers growing up, and I knew a lot of people who, when they would get out the rolling tray, the dog in the house would come right over and sit down and look up expectantly, waiting for the joint to be rolled so the dog could engage in smoking cannabis with the owner.
Yeah, who hasn't blown a big old puff, a big old cloud puff right into your dog's face?
Who hasn't done that? Exactly.
I haven't,
right,
because I don't have a dog.
Yeah. Now, not every animal's into this, right? So, you can blow something at a dog, and they might turn away from it and go away. But some dogs are very interested in this. And some people, I think, have done it to their cats, too. I've personally not done that, but
yeah, this reminds me of the young dolphins who were chewing on blowfish.
Did you watch that
documentary? Actually talked about that a couple of months ago.
On this show, yes, we did.
I went home that day, and I watched episode one. I think that...
It wasn't in episode one.
It was in the second one, which I haven't watched yet. But I do recommend the first episode. It's a whole...
Wasn't that called Eye on the Pod?
Yeah, they put cameras on... turtles and, you know, other animals, and they snuck right up on the dolphins and saw...
They're fake cameras. Well, they're fake animals. The cameras are the turtle itself is a camera device. It's got propellers in it or whatever that can make it go. So the idea was they wanted the dolphins to not have humans around.
Correct.
To affect their behavior. And, wow, what
they
a fascinating...
They saw all kinds of good things, like dolphin so orgies neat. And the whole nine. I mean, it was...
So, it's hard to really describe how many like mind blowing things are in this documentary. It's a BBC presentation. I believe it's called Eye on the Pod. We can double check that here in a little bit. But it's two parts, 2 hours, and fascinating stuff about how the dolphins have this social system and they have traditions within their pod. Essentially, like even the same. Not breed, that's not what I'm looking for, but even the same kind of species or whatever of dolphin, because there's different types.
Lots of them.
Yeah, so even within the type of dolphin, there's different pods of dolphins, you know, that swim and hunt together.
Like the males hang out, the young hang out, they have their own little cliques.
And they have... Spy in the pod.
Thank you, spy in the pod. And so they have traditions that they pass down, generation to generation. They were showing the young, like a youngin, mm-hmm. and how they were kind of showing it the ropes on how to do certain things.
How to harvest fish.
Yep.
Where they would circle around the fish and they would slap their fins and they would make a dust cloud around
That's
the
right.
fish and they'd catch them in a little corral. And when the fish try to jump out, the whole family of dolphins would just be sitting there waiting for the fish to jump right into their mouths.
They corral the fish toward the shoreline, and the fish are morons, so they don't know what the hell is going on. And the fish just want to get away from the dolphins, so they go start swimming toward the shoreline. And, of course, they get shored, essentially. And so at that point, the fish are just flopping around on the beach, and the dolphins just kind of roll right up, open their mouths, and the fish jump right in their mouths.
And, of course, human fishermen have figured this out a long time ago, and they'll actually work with the dolphins.
That's right.
And they'll work together, and they'll give the scraps to the dolphins. The dolphins like doing what they're doing.
It's amazing.
Yes.
I highly recommend that. So it was Spy in the Pod?
Spy on the Pod.
Dolphins, Spy on the Pod. Fascinating stuff. And then what you were referencing was the young dolphins, kind of like the teenage dolphins, essentially, had taken this puffer fish. They did not kill the puffer fish. They only kind of manipulated it. They put it in their mouths just a little bit, so where the pufferfish would react and puff up, and when the pufferfish does that, it releases a toxin, which gets the dolphins high.
That's right.
And so they literally were passing this pufferfish around, much like a human teenage group would do the same thing with a marijuana cigarette.
So. My question is still, does the pufferfish enjoy it? You know, because it might release some sort of thing that, you know, gives pleasure to the pufferfish.
He probably enjoys not getting eaten.
I'm going to guess he probably doesn't enjoy that very much.
Yeah, so the non-aggression principle has been broken. Yeah. The dolphins sound like might be just as violent and aggressive as we humans. So how do you like
people
that?
People have also seen dolphins rape other dolphins and other sea life.
Oh, that's horrifying.
Yeah.
So dolphins are not necessarily, you know, non-aggressive creatures.
Yeah, well, they're not that different from you and I, from human beings.
We have thumbs. They have blowholes.
No.
Are you saying you're better than a dolphin?
No, I'm saying that there are obvious physical differences.
I just said they're not any different.
If you're familiar with Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, the dolphins are the second smartest animal on the planet, and they actually got away before the planet was blown up. Humans, not the first, the third smartest. So there you go. Dolphins win out. Thumbs or no thumbs.
They are smart, smart creatures. And there are other things you can watch online about, like YouTube videos, like about teaching dolphins to speak with humans. And that's pretty fascinating. You know how they do with the monkeys or the chimps that got the thing, the buttons that they can press and speak up to something like 600 words in some cases. They're doing similar things with dolphins, being able to communicate with dolphins in the future. Very cool stuff. I think it'll only be a matter of time before they actually figure out a way to get dolphins to communicate with chimps, which I think would be pretty neat. 855-450-FREE. Imagine what the conversations
would
be like.
That would put a whole new twist to SeaWorld.
855-450-3733. We'll continue with the marijuana edibles. Head of the DEA has stepped into this discussion, and she said we've got to keep marijuana illegal for the dogs. We'll come back with more.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. Bring up whatever you want, toll free. Do you have an animal cannabis story that you can tell us? I know you do. You can call in and share that with us because Michelle Leonhardt from the DEA is saying we need to make sure we keep this cannabis illegal because the dogs could get it. And oh my gosh, dogs have been taken to the veterinarian because they've been eating marijuana. And, of course, no one has said their dog has died from eating marijuana. But nonetheless, some people have been freaking out after their dogs have eaten marijuana and have taken their dog to the vet.
And I'm sure that this happened before cannabis was legalized in Colorado and Washington. But because of the illegal status, no one told the vet that's what happened to the dog.
Could be. I wouldn't be. Yeah, it could be true. I guess I wouldn't be so paranoid about telling a vet something like that. But then again, I wouldn't be paranoid in general about telling a doctor I'd smoked cannabis.
Right.
But I would go and check into the doctor for smoking cannabis.
But, you know, veterinarians, at least here in Keene, and I know that it happens in other places, they have some kind of reporting policy to where if you take an animal in and there are licensing requirements for that animal, then they will notify the local government, oh, yeah, this person has this many of this animal.
So let's continue the story here in a moment, but I want to also let you know about ProXPN. It is the sponsor of our phone lines here. And they are a global virtual private network that allows your online data to be encrypted before it gets to your internet service provider. Because right now, your internet service provider is probably storing records for up to 5 years, in some cases, of everything you do online. All the websites you visit, all the search terms that you enter into Google, it's all going into a database with your name on it. In fact, even if it wasn't you who is searching for those things. Because if you've got a Wi-Fi network at your house, let's say you've got some kids or grandkids are over or something like that, and they're searching for who knows what, that's all being logged. If your name's on the account, it's got your name on it. So you get ProXPN, you can solve that problem tonight. Go to proxpn.com/FTL. So not only does ProXPN not log what you do online, but also they prevent your ISP from knowing what you're doing because they're encrypting everything that you do. So that's very, very useful. But also, ProXPN is amazing because it gets you around blocks, online content blocking. So let's say you're going to visit another country like China where there are certain websites you can't go to or certain search terms that you are disallowed from entering. If you're using ProXPN on your laptop or smartphone, you can get around those blocks. It's that simple. Just go to proxpn.com/FTL. And you can get signed up there. You can start with a free account, but you're going to want to upgrade to premium so you can get unlimited bandwidth, no restrictions on what you can do. So if you get the premium account, you can privately torrent with ProXPN. And the other thing you can do is select the server around the world that you connect to. So you can connect to the Netherlands server for maximum privacy when you're doing private torrenting, and all the movie companies or whoever, they can't come after you if that's the case. So very cool stuff. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use promo code FTL20. That's proxpn.com/FTL. Promo code FTL20, and you'll save 20% for the lifetime of your account. Conan is here from Black Sheep Rising sharing with us a story from, I forget the source, but it's the DEA's Michelle Leonhardt. Where is this from, by the way?
This is a Huffington Post article.
Oh, all right. So they're saying that Michelle Leonhardt, the head administrator of the DEA, Drug Enforcement Administration, she is very concerned,
gravely concerned about
the health of your dog.
And you were talking about the animals actually dying from consuming the product. And this
that I don't believe has happened.
Well, this next paragraph actually goes into that.
Okay.
Leonhardt, head of the DEA, was referencing a story in USA Today, which noted that the effects of marijuana could make it more difficult for a dog to breathe or vomit up a product that could kill them, like butter, which I does kill dogs.
Yeah, or chocolate.
Right.
Yeah.
So if your marijuana essence was infused into butter, well, then maybe there you go. But
right, and of course, I'm looking at an article about marijuana edibles and that kids are getting into the edibles, and they do have chocolate-based marijuana edibles. So there's a good chance that the dog will find a chocolate bar and eat that and die, not because it had marijuana in it, but because it was chocolate, and dogs generally don't get along with chocolate very well, from what I understand.
The USA Today article noted, however, that on its own, marijuana itself isn't particularly harmful to dogs, and that dogs typically won't even eat marijuana by itself. The story referenced a 2012 study that found that two dogs who ate large amounts of marijuana infused butter died out of a sample of 125 dogs that were believed to have ingested marijuana. Note to marijuana users in Washington and Colorado, keep your dogs away from the pot brownies.
It's a good idea just because they're so damn expensive. I mean, you don't want to let your dog...
$5 a brownie.
Right. You don't
and that's a small brownie.
Well, now, that's the black market price. I don't know what a brownie goes for in the regular market. It may be close because I've heard the prices aren't really down very much from the black market in Colorado because of this insane level of demand. And, of course, they're only being sold through licensed facilities, so there's still a restricted supply in Colorado. I don't know if prices really drop that much below. If anyone's in Colorado and let us know if this is actually if the legalization of cannabis has actually changed the price, because that's I predicted that would happen, and all of the kind of the economics of the marketplace would suggest that if cannabis weren't illegal, that the price would go down. However, if the government is effectively restricting the supply, then that could be the explanation as to why it is that prices are still on par with the black
market.
And
I heard something a couple of days ago that said that the black market is thriving in Colorado in the cannabis field.
And if it's anything like New Hampshire, where, we are like the alcohol king of the New England. We have all
of the country. We're
we have
the
Vermont
top of the
and New Hampshire, not New Hampshire, but Massachusetts. And these people are coming over state lines to buy, tax-free amounts of vodka.
Right.
Maggie Hassan's vodka.
But the cannabis in Colorado is far from tax-free.
But it is
you're,
legal.
You're adding like 32.6% tax in Denver. Once
That's
you
true.
Add the local excise taxes, the county excise taxes, and then the state taxes.
But you can buy it without going to jail.
That's true. Now, and that's a good point. There's a lot of tax on the cannabis. I looked at a receipt when this first hit, when the legalization first went through in January. I saw a scan of a receipt from one of the facilities that was selling the pot in Colorado, and did the kind of looked at the numbers, and yes, it was a little cheaper than black market price can be, just a little bit. And if you took if you factored the tax out, then it definitely was cheaper, like no doubt about it, cheaper. So that is an important thing to keep in mind.
And then there's also the sales tax on top of the cannabis excise tax.
Right. And
which is just absolutely ludicrous.
And in Washington state, where they also legalized cannabis by ballot initiative.
Decriminalized.
There's no.
Did they legalize?
Washington state legalized it. So they're taxing it there. In fact, I heard when we were talking about this initially when it happened, that they're taxing it at all three levels. So they're taxing it at the grower's level. So it's kind of like a VAT tax.
Yeah.
They're taxing it at the grower before it goes to the wholesaler. Then they're taxing it at the wholesaler. Then they're taxing it at the retail level. So there's three levels, and it's like a 25% tax or something ridiculous. So, yeah. No,
that's painful.
That kind of makes me glad that legalization didn't pass here in New Hampshire, because personally, I'd rather see decrim go through and have it be a very small fine.
Well, and there were two different legalization bills here in New Hampshire in the last few years. There was the one bill that would have removed the word marijuana from the state statute.
That one was written by a Free State Project participant.
The other one was based somewhat on the Colorado and Washington initiatives that would have...
With all the regulations and the...
taxed and regulated.
Yeah. And, of course, the one that would have just removed marijuana went down in flames, unfortunately.
I don't think it even made it out of committee with a positive recommendation.
Yeah, we really need more people here in New Hampshire. In fact, I heard there was a candidate's training seminar this weekend. I wasn't able to make it because I was in Florida. But I heard there were dozens of people who showed up to hear Mark Warden, a state representative who's also a Free State Project participant, kind of give the basics on how to run a political campaign here in New Hampshire. Because you can actually come here as a liberty-minded person and get elected. It's happening. There's more coming up. We'll tell you more about that. And the cannabis story will continue in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free 855-450. Free. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you like right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. And of course you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got listening options. You get tuned in. You got live streams. You can tune into any of those. There's different size bandwidth for different internet connection speeds. So you can do broadband, midband, or narrowband streams. Maybe you're stuck on dial-up. Well, we actually have, yes, believe it or not, Daryl's looking at me quizzically, there are people who are still using dial-up out there. And you need something that is dial-up speed? We've got that. That's the narrowband stream. Go check it out at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got over 140 radio stations coast-to-coast. That's a great way to save bandwidth. Just tune in on the radio. And listen.freetalklive.com will link you over to it. Actually, just got a couple of agreements in today for new radio stations that are going to be coming on board. Actually, a couple stations have confirmed that they are airing the show now, so that's very exciting. We'll be announcing them this weekend because they're Saturday affiliates. So you can go and get a list of our stations at listen.freetalklive.com. And there's also details on how to listen via satellite. So if you tune in via satellite, you get other great programs because then you'd be listening to LRN.FM, which features Daryl's show, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio on Sundays, and also all of your podcasts.
Plus the five-minute daily newscast that I have been doing now for 9 weeks.
That's right. And it also features Black Sheep Rising in audio form. So you get on all kinds of great liberty-oriented shows. Dozens, actually, of great liberty-oriented programs are heard on LRN.FM, and you can get that satellite channel directly to your home, into your living room, with some very, very affordable receiving equipment. The receivers cost $100. If you really want to splurge, you can spend $200 and get a really fancy receiver. The dish itself is something like $70. It's really not a big investment. And then there's no monthly fee to tune into our satellite channel, which is it's what's called a free-to-air channel. It means it's not encrypted. So go and get details on that at listen.freetalklive.com. We've also got a link there to the webcam and our listen lines that allow you to call in from any phone that can dial long distance and get tuned in that way at listen.freetalklive.com. We're talking about the cannabis issue, cannabis legalization. Of course, as it tends to be, it's never over as soon as legalization happens, because there's always that push to recriminalize cannabis. Alaska went through this, I believe, in the 1970s, when they pretty much had legalized cannabis there, or seriously decrimmed it, and then there was a pushback from the drug warriors that actually had some level of success, and we're seeing that happen in Colorado and Washington, where the prohibitionists are flipping out that, oh my God, the dogs are going to eat marijuana, and we've actually got the DEA's head of the DEA saying that this is a reason why we need to keep cannabis illegal.
And in Alaska, it's a little different because the Alaskan Supreme Court had actually made a ruling to some kind of effect that cannabis could not be made illegal, but it's still not technically legal in Alaska. So it's got some sort of weird legal status. But, yeah, it's the same thing of where they're trying to make, well, we have to make sure that we write the law in such a way as to where we can.
So it's a really frustrating process, especially if you try to work through the system to change these things. In fact, there's going to be some bill coming up tomorrow in New Hampshire that will allow, if it passes, will modify the medical marijuana program that
the
has passed
therapeutic
here.
Cannabis program,
thank
as
you.
It is called.
That will modify that to allow a patient to grow up to two plants. Two! Because they wouldn't allow any with the original bill that went through last year. And of course, there's actually a provision in this bill that says that they can only grow the plants if they don't live within 30 miles of an official government distribution point.
Right, and there's only going to be four government distribution points.
It's ridiculous. Let's go
which
to the
means
phones
that
here.
A lot of people are going to live more than 30 miles away.
True, and even if you live within 30 miles, why does that matter? What if you're crippled? And you can't get up and go to the distribution point. Anyway, let's go to Jason. You can bring up anything you want here on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind tonight, Jason?
Hey,
we have Jason in Utah?
That's me.
Yeah, we got you. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, great. Hey, we have a full-scale range war going out here between a ranching family called the Bundys in northern Arizona, just over the border of Utah here, with the BLM stealing all their cattle, and it's just hit like Drudge Report and Fox, so it's getting a little bit of play, but it's been going on for a long time, and the BLM is basically setting up for another Waco-type situation where they're bringing in this massive army to come in and take this rancher's cattle. And the interesting thing that I thought you guys would like is they've set up some generous free speech zones for anybody who wants to travel down there and protest. There, no more than 25 people can be in these little roped-off areas, but the BLM has shut down 600 acres for, you know, our public lands, but they've shut it off to protect everybody from these horrible ranchers.
What's their reasoning behind that?
And BLM is Bureau of Land Management for anybody that was curious about that acronym.
Is it like water resources that they're trying to protect or something?
Well, it's about a 20-year-old saga, and apparently Mr. Cliven Bundy is the gentleman's name who is the leader of this family, and he actually knows his law and constitution, so he was basically paying, he has grazing rights, and, you know, these grazing rights out west, out here where we live, they go back hundreds of years, but the BLM changes those laws and basically tries to run off all the ranchers to do things like preserve turtles that nobody has seen for, you know, decades out there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what's going on here. Clive and Bundy decided to stop paying his grazing fees, and in his words, he fired the BLM for managing the range, because they weren't living up to their end of the bargain, which I thought you guys.
So his cows are grazing on so-called federal land?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And now the BLM has said that he is trespassing on the public land. Mm. And he is actually...
He in the form of his cows.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cliven has actually put the money that he would have paid the BLM to do their job, which, you know, they have to make improvements and do things which they haven't done. He's put it into a trust, and he has been making the improvements himself to, you know, because this is his business. You know, he has, like, I think about 900 head of cattle out there. It's kind of an interesting story. I thought it'd be right up you guys' alley because...
Yeah, I actually had it in the show prep for tonight, so I'm glad that you brought it up. We can definitely get into that. There's two headlines, one from Infowars.com, Ruby Ridge-style standoff brewing as Bundy says he's prepared to be killed. Is that what you've heard? Is that, are they, you know, are they exaggerating at InfoWars, or is it your understanding that this, you know, that this is looking like it might come to violence?
Well, I don't know the Bundys personally, but I have some friends who are in contact with them on a daily basis, and we're actually headed down there sometime this week to go to a free speech zone, because I want to be able to feel what it feels like to actually be free in America. So I'm going to stand in the free speech zone for a few minutes to see what that is like.
You're not serious, are you?
No, of course. I'll have to send you some video of what it's like to actually be free in America. So, you know, you guys might.
Well, I would hope that anybody going down there will be standing wherever they damn well please, as opposed to in their free speech zones, which are an absolutely insulting idea.
One of the Bundy clan, Cliven Bundy's son, actually got arrested on Sunday night because he was not standing in the roped-off area, and he was filming them stealing his cattle. And actually, they turned a German Shepherd on him, spread eagle.
Yeah, I've got that story as well.
Yeah. So
I'll tell you what, we'll get into it coming up in hour number two, Jason, and thank you for the heads up on the story. We'll dig in here in a little bit. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So real quick, my story about dogs and cannabis, since I had a personal one to relate, that Michelle Leonhardt from the DEA is saying that the dogs eating cannabis is a reason why we should make sure their cannabis is illegal, especially those darned edibles. There's been a real push against the edibles side of the legalization. Like, you know, the people that have opposed legalization, sure, they'd like to recriminalize all of cannabis, but they kind of realize they've lost this cause at this point, so they're just trying to stop the edibles in a lot of cases. And when I was a teenager, went to a couple friend's house, and he had a big old dog, like a 150-pound dog, the monster dog. And the next day, after we'd hung out outside at his house and smoked copious amounts of cannabis, the next day we realized that his bag of pot was gone. Mm. And so people started thinking it was someone who stole the pot, and where, you know, everybody's blaming everybody else. Oh, it must have been such and such. Such and such would have taken that marijuana. And you know, I didn't want to think that somebody stole the pot. It wasn't. I don't remember whose it was. I think it was actually the homeowner's pot or the kid's pot. And then a few days later, they found a baggie in a pile of dog poop outside in the yard. That dog had eaten the entire bag of marijuana all on its own, and it probably had itself a good night.
Was the cannabis still in the bag?
No. No, obviously not. I mean, cannabis is going to get processed through the, you know.
Well, I didn't know if he swallowed the bag whole.
I suppose. No, I don't think it was. More coming up here. But clearly, animals like to get high, too. Hour number two is on the way. You can take control. Free Talk Live.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, I just want to say thank you for making my Geico Insurance ID card digital. It's easy to find on the app. It doesn't give me paper cuts. And I always have it on hand because it's on my phone. Because of this, I finally cleaned out my glove box, which was filled with years of paper ID cards. Any thought on what I should put in my glove box now? Sincerely, Trent Patterson. Trent, what can you put in the glove box? Here's a crazy thought. How about gloves?
Digital insurance ID cards, just a tap away on the Geico app.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactiv says is better than Proactiv. Announcing all new Proactiv Plus, the revolutionary new way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactiv Plus is our best, most effective solution ever.
I am just so happy with Proactiv Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-443-7087. Be one of the first to try Proactiv Plus guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call 1-800-443-7087.
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity mineral makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLuHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.